With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has approved final passage of a bipartisan plan that would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, averting a temporary government shutdown until mid-March.
On this vote, the yeas are 85, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The announcement came some 40 minutes after the midnight deadline early this morning. The measure moves to President Joe Biden, who's expected to quickly sign it into law. The House overwhelmingly passed the package late Friday afternoon. The bill includes $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. It also dropped President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. Speaker Mike Johnson said Mr. Trump is happy with the outcome. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Ed Donahue reports President-elect Trump's tariffs list got a little bit longer.
Trump posted at around 1 in the morning on social media, "I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by the large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it is tariffs all the way. There are 27 countries in the EU. The message from the president-elect was unclear on next steps. When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants." I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal regulator has sued J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the banks failed to protect hundreds of thousands from rampant fraud on the popular payment network Zelle in violation of consumer financial laws in the federal civil complaint. The agency urges the banks rushed for the platform to be more effective. Most Americans fear enemies within. SRN's Michael Harrington has more for you.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, "the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country." 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia Senate Republicans are recommending that the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public school and colleges. The recommendation sets the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones announced almost identical goals as the panel's first meeting back in August. You'll find more at srnnews.com. You could have a tough time getting that morning coffee from Starbucks for the next few days. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Workers at Starbucks say they're going on a five-day strike starting today to protest a lack of progress in contract negotiations with the company. The strikes are to start in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle, and could spread to hundreds of stores across the country by Christmas Eve. The Workers' United Union says Starbucks has failed to honor a commitment made in February to reach a labor agreement this year. Starbucks says the union prematurely ended a bargaining session this week, and that the company is ready to continue talks. The company recently proposed to workers an economic package with no new wage increases for unionized baristas now, but a 1.5% increase in future years. I'm Donna Warder.
Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union are on strike for a second day at seven of the company's delivery hubs just days before Christmas. You'll find more on these stories and more at srnnews.com.